on 774 ABC Melbourne.
Tomatoes more close to home now. Here's a question for you. How long should animals in shelters be held there before they are put down? I know that that's a distressing subject, but it is a necessary one to ponder, because the current code of practice mandates that animals must be put down or they have to leave the shelter within 28 days. That's the time limit. But a new online campaign, which is www.stoptheclock.com.au, it already has over 2,500 supporters on Facebook, is calling for this restriction to be abolished. And one group behind that campaign is the Lost Dogs Home. Its Managing Director, Dr. Graham Smith, is with me this afternoon. Graham, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Lindy.
Why 28 days in the first place? Do you know why that figure was reached?
Well, way back in 1996, which is when the code first came into effect, it was deemed that 28 days was long enough for animals to be housed for adoption.
Mm-hmm.
And it was felt that if they were held longer than that, then they would go stir crazy or kennel crazy.
Oh, I see. Right.
So it's a being incarcerated for a long period of time is not a good thing for any animal.
So, just going on to, in a moment, why you think that is okay to be extended, but just how legally enforceable is that date, is the 28 days? Must you put an animal down if it's been there for that period of time or longer?
It's totally enforceable in Victoria. The codes of practice, the Pounds and Shelters Code, covers this matter, and it's totally, that particular code, the Code of Practice for Pounds and Shelters, for dogs and cats is a totally enforceable code. People running pounds and shelters get inspected every 6 months. We're licensed annually, but we're under strict conditions to make sure that we abide by the code.
So do you not agree that an animal needs to have either been rehoused within that 28-day period or put down because it can't handle a lengthier stay within a shelter or a pound? Do you think that an animal can handle a longer stay?
I think today they can be held for longer, provided that they have environmental enrichment and provided that they're being looked after properly. I don't support the idea that it'd be limitless, because I don't support the idea of permanent incarceration. But I do think that these days, in particular with dogs, we know that a lot of dogs are put down because of behavioural reasons. We know that if we've got more time to monitor them and to retrain them, then some of them may be able to be rehoused.
What sort of time do you think it would take to do that?
Well, in the States, they work on about 12 to 14 weeks. The shelter in San Diego does that, and so I say, well, if that's what's happening in the States, then we should try and do that here too. So what it would mean is that the time, the 28-day period would be extended by, say, a further 8 weeks or 12 weeks, depending. You know, it's still a bit up in the air, but we can work it out with the government of the day and in relation to the other stakeholders in this area.
So do you know if stoptheclock.com.au, if that online campaign is calling for the amount of time to be extended out to, say, 12 weeks, or for it to be limitless?
I'm not sure exactly that on that side, but from the Lost Dogs Home point of view, we don't support the idea of it being limitless.
Right.
I don't for 1 minute think that dogs and cats should be incarcerated forever.
Well, I can't imagine that purely practically, Graham, that there would even be room for that to happen.
No, you would end up. What tends to happen in those circumstances is that animals are refused entry. And in our case, we've got an open doors policy, we don't refuse entry to any dog or cat, then we would be in a situation where we would like a time limit being applied. And the other thing about the time limit is that when an animal gets close to the time, you do everything in your power to try and get a new home.
Yes.
So, you know, you increase your publicity, you increase your profile in order to try and get that dog or cat out of your place before the time's up. So I think it's important to have a time limit, which it's with the debate for me is exactly how long.
Okay, so that's obviously something to be discussed. And I know that you and others behind this campaign want it to be a state election issue. So which minister is in control of this and can actually change it?
That's the Minister for Agriculture, Joe Halper. And the opposition one, I think, I'm going to guess, might be Kim Wells, but anyway, don't hold me to that. But it's certainly in the Agriculture the Department of Primary Industry, so it's Agriculture. Joe Halper's the current Minister.
Well, people can certainly write directly to them or indeed go on to this particular campaign site, this online site, www.stoptheclock.com.au. It is a state election campaign that we're in the middle of, so there'll be there's a lot of power behind that. Graeme, thank you. As somebody who's sitting before you who's always got her pets from various places like your establishment, I can certainly attest to how wonderful they are and how good you feel about doing it.
Thanks very much, Lindy.
Good on you. Thanks, Graeme.
Okay,
Dr. Graeme Smith, the Managing Director of the Lost Dogs Home. And if you've got some thoughts to share on that, you can always ring me up or text me. Of course, the phone number is 1300 222 774 or texting on 19 774.